Good morning. Today we'll be talking about how the church is the Lord's, not man's. Over the years, there have been many debates on whether the earth is flat or round, who came first, the chicken or the egg, or evolution versus creation. All those debates are nothing compared to the biggest debate. What is a real church called? Now let's talk about that. First off, let's take a look at Matthew 16, verse 18. It says, "And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." This tells us that Jesus will build his church. In this story, when it says my church, it has no S behind it. It's not plural. That would mean it's only one church. When Jesus stated this, he didn't say, "I will build any other church." He said, "My church." All these other churches are man-made, as we will discuss later. In Acts 20, verse 28, which says, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." We say that Jesus died and bought only one church. So if he only bought one church, how are there many churches? In Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27, which reads, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy without blemish." Talks about how the church is Jesus' bride. This can show that Jesus loved the church so much that he died for it. So now we've talked about how there's only one church. Let's look at the names it's given in Scripture and the depictions used in the Bible for the church. Let's look at some Scripture that condemns many names for the church. In the Bible, there are condemned names for man-made churches and Jesus' churches. Flip to 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 13. It says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it is declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of close household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul,' or 'I am of Apollos,' or 'I am of Cephas,' or 'I am of Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" In the Bible it says there's supposed to be no divisions among the characters in the book. Yet people are arguing on who they are of, whether it be Paul or Apollos. We see unwanted division by God. We also see a big question that was asked on whether Christ was divided, was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? We know the answer to all those questions is no. Now let's look at multiple scriptural names depicted in the New Testament. The Bible depicts the church in Ephesians 3:10. It depicts the body of Christ in Ephesians 4:12. It depicts it as the church of God in 1 Corinthians 1:2. It depicts it as the church of the living God in 1 Timothy 3:15. It depicts it as the church of the Lord in Acts 20, verse 28. It depicts it as the churches of Christ in Romans 16, 16. It depicts it as the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13, 44. The kingdom of God in Mark 1, 4. The kingdom of the Son of his love in Colossians 1, 13. And the house of God in 1 Timothy 3:15. These show that it's God's church. If Jesus had called the church a different name, we would be in that church. But this is the Lord's church. Lastly, let's look at some depictions used for the church in the Bible. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. It says, "Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." This verse says body, not bodies. If it had been plural, we could have had multiple churches. Let's look at 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. This is depicted in the New Testament as a family. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11:2. It says, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." This depicted the church as a bride. Finally, let's flip to 1 Peter 5:2, which says, "Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly." This depicts the church as a flock in the New Testament. All these verses teach that there is one church, not multiple. In conclusion, there is only one true church. All our churches are man-made and can teach falsely. Some churches have made up their own rules or might disclude verses in the Bible. Why do that when we have an exact to-do instruction? I am leaving you with this question. What is the real church's name?